السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and our sisters listening over receivers. Normally we have this Saturday night majlis as an informal majlis, which is not transmitted over the receivers. But then we get complaints from our sisters that they are deprived of the program that we have, sometimes at the madrasa or sometimes in some other home. So therefore tonight we decided to have it here at this masjid, so that everyone who wishes to benefit can do so. Saturday nights is a very difficult night for those people who have been used to the clubhouses, the cinemas, theatres, those who have been used to other kinds of programs which are not Islamically permissible. Then when Saturday night comes, they don't know what to do. So for young friends of mine who have given up those evils and bad habits in their lives, we have this program. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Tonight we will discuss Hazrat Khwaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh's poetry, Majzoob Ko Le Aao. Once again I repeat that many of these things that I recite here from Hazrat Wala Dhamad Barakatuhum Dashar, my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Dhamad Barakatuhum, anybody else's, or Hazrat Khwaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, is not as if it was planned some days ago. Sometimes some ashar which I never even thought of suddenly comes to mind just before the program, or an hour or two before the program, or sometimes just after I make my salam of the namaz, then I just wonder why this particular one. So I don't know why, but I remember discussing this some time back. But once again, as we say, the taqaza comes. So I believe that it is for my benefit, for your benefit. So let's listen to it. مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے، مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے، کام اس کا مگر سن لو، رونا ہے رلانا ہے، مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے، کام ان کا مگر سن لو، رونا ہے رلانا ہے، افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے، सुतो को रुलाना है, रोतों को हंसाना है, मजजूब को ले आओ महफिल में जुलाना है, काम उसका मगर सुन लो, रोना है रुलाना है, अफसाना गम अपना रो रो के सुनाना है, हंसतों को रुलाना है, रोतों को हंसाना है। You want to bring majzoob to your mehfil, to your meeting, to your conference, to your seminars or to your programs or to your parties and to your functions, then invite him, no problem, he will come. I'm just giving you an explanation. He will come. But before that, you must condition your mind. You must understand when he will come, what will he do? Don't expect him to tell you fairy tales. Don't expect him to engage you in useless, futile activities. If you want to invite him, invite him. But what he is going to do? Rona hai, rulana hai. He will cry and he'll make you cry. So if you want to invite him, invite him. But then be prepared. Either he'll make you cry or he will cry. Or he will cry too and make you cry too. In the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will give such a sharp majzoob, is talking about himself, that you will cry. And he too will cry in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in the love of and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We have cried over many things and we will cry over many things. And I've mentioned many times that it is not haram to cry over the death of someone, the loss of some property or health. Nothing wrong. But when are we going to cry in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala? When are we going to cry in the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Because crying can be out of happiness also, out of joy, and it can also be out of sadness and grief. Haven't we heard or haven't we seen people cry out of great joy and ecstasy? Say, I couldn't hold back my tears. It was. Couldn't hold back tears over what? Not over grief and sorrow, but over happiness. Person overexcited, greatly excited. Some great ni'mat and gift or award he got. And because of that, in that happiness and joy, the person tears. And sometimes those tears are out of grief and sorrow, pain and suffering. So he says, Hasto ko sun lo kaamunka. Listen to what he's going to do. Rona hai rulana hai. And then afsana hai gham apna ro ro ke sunana hai. Afsana hai gham apna ro ro ke sunana hai. हंसतों को रुलाना है, रोतों को हंसाना है. We are living in a world of means. We are not living in a world of akhirat. Or a world in which we do not have any kind of association with anybody. We are secluded. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give us a life in which we go and just live on the mountain tops or in the jungles or in the forest, and we say we have nothing to do with society. We are living in a society. We will have to interact with our wives, with our children, with our parents, with our friends, with our neighbors. So many different people we will have to interact with. So amongst those people, there will be some people who will be engaged in a lot of sins, vices and evils. But yet they will be smiling, they will be rejoicing, they will be expressing great amount of happiness in their sins, in their vices and in the evils. Ask those people who are the prostitute quarters now, this part of the night on a Saturday. Or those who are in the cinemas and discos and or watching the Hollywood and the Bollywood films. Or those who are high on drugs. Ask them now, that are they deeply regretting what they are engaged in? Are they ashamed of what they are engaged in? Are they expressing any kind of remorse, regret? Are they conscious of the fact that Allah Ta'ala is watching them? That Allah Ta'ala at that very moment is so displeased and so angry. But it is just His tolerance that He does not unleash His azab immediately that the person commits some sin. So those people who are in those sins and vices this very moment in time, they are happy there. Just like that, some of us may not be there at present, but there are many sins in our lives which we are engaged in, and we don't seem to express any kind of regret and remorse over those sins. So this is what Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh says, that for such kind of people, because they are laughing too much, even in sins, he's not saying you mustn't laugh. What he's saying, you're laughing too much in sins. So such kind of people, he says, if you're going to listen to Khwaja Sahib, if you listen to Majzoob, then he'll make you cry. Such people are in need of those waqiyat, those incidents, those hikayat, those stories in the life of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or those stories of the nations of the past and the destruction that came upon them due to disobedience. And also the azab of Jahannam, what is the punishment in store for those people who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, those who disbelieve. So now he will mention such kind of incidents and he'll make you cry. Because that person is laughing in his sins. But on the other hand, you get people who are making namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadah, they are pious, they are righteous, they are conscious of their duties and obligations and responsibilities towards their wife, children, families, parents. They are conscious of their obligation and duty towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They know that we have to have ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to be obedient to him. Now they are conscious of all these things. But in the process what happens is that sometimes they go into a kind of an inverted comma depression. It's not a real depression, but what we term as qabz in the terminology of tasawwuf. They go into a kind of low feeling, where they just feel very, very narrowed and tightened. And sometimes they reach a stage where they become kind of despondent also. They feel that we've done so much and yet we don't seem to be taking off, we seem to be still there. And is there any place for me in Jannat and in Akhirat? Now they are conscious of their duties towards Allah Ta'ala. But sometimes they go on to extremes. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to go on to extremes. He wants to lead us to lead a balanced life. There must be a very balanced life that we must lead. So for such kind of people who are not even smiling, not even laughing, not even joking, nothing, very serious people. With their wives also there is no smile and no cheer. With the children also there is nothing, no this and that. You are very, very pious and very righteous and very holy. That is not the kind of piety and holiness that we are asked to implement in our lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nobody more closer to Allah Ta'ala than him. And there was nobody who had more concern, more worry for the ummah than him. There was nobody who was more occupied in the different fields of deen than him. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his attitude when he and his akhlaq and his character when he came into the house. What was his character? Always with a smile, with a cheer. Amongst friends also, amongst the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, sometimes they used to say certain things, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to sit and smile. they used to laugh. So he said, Roto ko hasana hai, hasto ko rulana hai. So those who are laughing away in sins, so Majzu will make you cry. Putting the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab in your hearts, he will make you cry. And those who are crying too much, Majzu will make you smile. He'll put cheer into your heart. Of course, the majlis and bayans are different. We are talking about when a person is amongst friends at home. And there it's a totally different world. We can't have that same seriousness that we have in the masjid. When we say must take life seriously, it does not mean that finish that person will have no enjoyment of any kind in his life, no entertainment, no cheer, no joy. When we go on to extreme, that is when we make people distance themselves. That is when we make them feel that there is no place for them in Sharia. We make them feel that there is no space for them to lead a life of normality. So therefore, that is not Sharia. We have to be very balanced. So, Majzoob ko le aao, mehfil mein jo lana hai. You want to bring him, bring him. And then this is what he will do. Therefore, when we travel out with these people, then we get to know all the different colors of the person. And how balanced a life this Allah wala's lead. You'll find them sometimes serious, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing, sometimes joking. Different occasions require different attitudes. You'll never find extremism. So we have two groups. Either one is gone on the extreme of sins, vices, evils and unconcern. And on the other hand, we have sometimes a group who is gone on another extreme. Very serious. No cheer, no smile, nothing. So much so they don't even greet and make salam to anybody. They walk past the person, there's no greeting, no salam. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with everyone, with a cheerful, smiling face, he made salam. مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے کام اس کا مگر سن لو رونا ہے رلانا ہے افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے ہنستوں کو رلانا ہے روتوں کو ہنسانا ہے افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا What kind of experiences the hearts of the Allah wala's go through? What were different kinds of kayfiyat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes them experience in His love, in His muhabbat, and in the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. What kinds of waves of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala flow in their hearts. We cannot understand. So therefore He says, afsana ya gham apna. رو رو کے سنانا ہے. Once again that beautiful شعر. نہیں ختم ہوتی اے موجے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی اے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سیوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل، میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. The waves of the محبت of Allah تبارک و تعالی go on and on and on. مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے، کام اس کا مگر سن لو، رونا ہے رلانا ہے. افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے، ہنستوں کو رلانا ہے، روتوں کو ہنسانا ہے. مجذوب اسے کیا سمجھے، رونا ہے کہ گانا ہے. مجذوب اسے کیا سمجھے، رونا ہے کہ گانا ہے. آنکھوں میں تو آنسو ہے اور لب پہ ترانا ہے. مجذوب اسے کیا سمجھے، رونا ہے کہ گانا ہے. آنکھوں میں تو آنسو ہے اور لب پہ ترانا ہے. What must we consider this? Whether it is out of joy and happiness or whether it is out of sadness and grief, where can we understand? Because in the eyes there are tears, but the song on the lips. The song on the lips, but in the eyes there's tears. Oh, if we have to unpack, as they say, this beautiful poem, I can go on whole night with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala's fazal is on me, it's not a claim and a dawa. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. What he has in, put in a capsule. مجذوب اسے کیا سمجھے، رونا ہے کہ گانا ہے. آنکھوں میں تو آنسو ہے اور لب پہ ترانا ہے. What kind of difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, tests and trials Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam underwent. But on his tongue is praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then from there we can go on and on in the life of the companions and others. And so many mashayikh we have seen. So there will be tears sometime. But the person who's got his ta'alluq and his connection and his muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his heart, then their lives will be very, very different from our lives. We give in a little bit of test and trial and finish. We have no control. We become despondent. Why me? Allah Ta'ala couldn't have chosen anybody else for this kind of test. Na'uzubillah. How many of them they commit suicide, and so many of them they contemplate suicide.
مجذوب تیرا پیرو آج ایک زمانہ ہے، مجذوب تیرا پیرو آج ایک زمانہ ہے، پینا یہ تیرا گویا دنیا کو پلانا ہے، پینا یہ تیرا گویا دنیا کو پلانا ہے.
Oh, مجذوب, now there are lots of people following you. He's saying about himself, but because it's not out of pride and arrogance or boasting, he's trying to express a shukr on the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, oh Majzoob, at one time you were just a deputy collector in the British government. And thereafter you became an inspector of schools. He had a very high position in the British government. And he became inspector of schools. He left that position. But in the company of this great Waliullah, in the company of Hazrat Mujaddid-e Millat Rahmatullah Alayh, when his heart got the purity, the purification, and when that nur of taqwa came into that heart, and when that ishq and muhabbat of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into that heart, then that same Majzoob who was at one time collector in the British government, he was despised. But Allah Ta'ala now gave him so much of respect and so much of honor. Although he did not have that kind of government position now, but Allah Ta'ala now gave a position in the hearts of so many thousands of people that great, great ulama then became bayat upon his hands. Great, great ulama. So it's not a question of what can an ordinary person achieve. An ordinary person can achieve great deal if he puts in the right effort, and if he has the right sohbat and company, and if he makes amal on the teachings of those mashayikh. If he doesn't make amal, then he'll remain where he is. They say, oh Majzoob, now there are lots of people following you. One zamana is following you. As if your drinking from the fountain was in actual fact quenching the thirst of thousands of others. You drank from a fountain, but your drinking from that fountain was as if you were now quenching the thirst of thousands of others who couldn't reach that fountain. So one person, if he has intoxicated himself in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can make thousands of others also enjoy the intoxication of the love of Allah ta'ala. What do the wines of the world know what is in that intoxication? And it's not an intoxication that will make the person go mad and, or behave like a monkey or like an animal. Cannot differentiate between mother and daughter and sister and wife. This intoxication in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the wines of the world do not know. So where are we searching for intoxication in drugs and wine?
Majzoob tera pairo, aaj ek zamana hai, peena ye tera goya, duniya ko pilana hai. आते ही ये कहते हो लो अब हमें जाना है, आते ही ये कहते हो लो अब हमें जाना है, बदतर है न आने से ये आने में आना है.
Oh, do you get tired sometimes? But as you heard in the poetry, bulbul ko na tu ai nada, bulbul ko na tu kar ai nada, paaband sukoot aur khamoshi. Jab unko chaman yaad aayega, naale bhi labon par aayenge.
बुलबुल को न तू कर आए नादा, पाबंद सुकूत और खामोशी, उसको चमन याद आएगा, नाले भी लबों पर आएंगे.
How can you ask the nightingale to stop singing in the love of that beautiful flower? If the nightingale cannot stop singing, then each and every Muslim is a nightingale each and every mu'min is a nightingale who should not stop singing the love and the praises of Allah. How can he stop? Who created the chaman? Who is the creator of those gardens? Who is the creator of those flowers? The fragrance of those flowers and the bloom of those flowers will not last long. The creator will remain forever and ever.
Le madrasa ab rukhsat mein khane ko jana hai. معلوم کو اب اپنے مشہود بنانا ہے.
He says, all my life we heard that it was in the madrasa the person will now reach those heights of marifat and yaqeen and muhabbat and ishq. He says, I've completed the madrasa life. Now that knowledge which I have gained, I want to make it mashhood. Practice on that knowledge. Until we don't practice, how are we going to get the effects of that knowledge? If a person doesn't practice, he's not going to get the benefit of that knowledge that he has got. I've given this example before too, that if a person becomes a doctor, he qualifies, he spends 7 years, 6 years, 8 years, whatever it is, and becomes a doctor, physician, surgeon, everything. Now after he has qualified, he puts a big board there. So and so qualified from which university, this university, that university, and Michigan University, and all other universities of the world, all the long chain of degrees, he writes on that board. And then the door remains closed. When patients come, they say, where is this doctor? And where is this surgeon? And where is this man with this chain of degrees? So they say he's chained to his home, to his bed, or he's chained in his holidays. He's all the time out on holidays. He doesn't open his practice. Or he's in some other part of the world. So will that practice be of any benefit? A person who has got chain of degrees, qualifications, it's on the board also, but he doesn't open the practice, he doesn't see to patients, he doesn't operate on patients, doesn't do anything, then all that knowledge of his, of what benefit is it? Nothing. So we can have the knowledge of sabr and shukr and zuhd and taqwa and qanaat and everything else. And we can have chain of degrees to our names. But if we don't make amal on that ilm and on that knowledge, then it's not going to take us off the ground. We will remain there. They say, le madrasa ab rukhsat, main khane ko jana hai. Now I'm going to go to the tavern. I'm going to drink from that cauldron of muhabbat of Allah.
Kyun qais ke qisse ko sunte ho fasana hai. Majzoob khud ek zinda.
Why you want to listen to all the fairy tales and the stories of Qais and everyone else? He said, look at my life, Majnoon, Majzoob khud ek zinda, Majnoon zamana. Don't go far away, he said, look at my life. And you will see how a person can be madly in love with Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the ishq of Isha. Majaduddin Millat Rahmatullah, which made him reach those heights.
Jab dil hi laga baithe, har naaz uthana hai. Sau baar agar roote, sau baar manana hai. Jab dil hi laga baithe, har naaz uthana hai. Sau baar agar roote, sau baar manana hai.
When we have given our heart, so now what is this? That if a person gets a little bit of reprimanding, a little bit of scolding, a little bit of jacking up, a little bit of shake up for the sake of his islah, then he says, I'm packing up and going. He says, jab dil hi laga baithe, har naz uthana hai. That is when it comes to one's share. Of course, in these days it is just too much of bogus piri muridi. Nothing there, just the person becomes bayat for the purpose of either barkat or so that the shaykh and the peer sahab may enrich himself, that's all. Nothing else. No islah, nothing. These people were not like us. They say, jab dil hi laga baithe. Just look at what he went through himself. He was chased out of the khanqa somewhere. But he never left. وہ در نہ اپنا کھولیں گے ہم در نہ ان کا چھوڑیں گے حکومت اپنی اپنی ہے کہیں ان کی کہیں میری. He is not going to open his door and I'm not going to leave his door. That is the kind of محبت. But then it has a very wide meaning that when we have given our heart to Allah تبارک و تعالی جب دل ہی لگا بیٹھے ہر ناز اٹھانا ہے. So then there will be tests of our ishq and our muhabbat and our claims of love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we have truly given our heart to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then when those tests and trials come, then we will not pack up our bags and go. We will not say that, why myself and why not others? And I'm making namaz also and zikr also and tilawat also, and why all this sickness and illness and weakness and loss of business and loss of health and wealth and property, why? Jab dil hi laga baithe har naz uthana hai, sau baar agar roothe sau baar manana hai. And also if that person is not doing those things, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has become displeased and is sending his azab. So then even if it is 100 times, then the person must still turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Where is he going to go? He's not going to be able to go anywhere else. So bar agar toote, so bar agar roote, so bar manana hai. Jis tarah bhi mumkin ho, آج ان کو سنانا ہے گس گس کے جبھی در پر بگڑی کو بنانا ہے. What else are we going to do? Rub our forehead on the ground and cry before Allah تبارک و تعالی to find a way out for us in those difficulties and those hardships. He is the one who is sending it either as a test and trial or as an azab and punishment. So whether it is a test and trial or whether it is azab and punishment, in both cases we have to again turn towards him. Where are we going to go? Can anybody say, I'm azad, I'm independent?
Ha yaar sata le to, jitna bhi satana hai, shikwa na kabhi lab par. لایا ہوں نہ لانا ہے.
So, oh my Allah, I will not bring any complaint on my lip about you. I have given my heart to you, I have given my life to you, I have given my soul to you. So how can I then complain if you send some kind of test and trial? I will ask you again to, O Allah, remove those difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering because I am extremely weak servant of yours. Barbaad-e muhabbat hum. In your muhabbat, O Allah, I have shattered my heart. So I am not going to complain about you. Person who is in love with Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so then there is no complaint about Allah Ta'ala. We will complain to Allah Ta'ala of our weakness, our shortcomings. And we will ask Allah Ta'ala with His fazl and kindness to remove those difficulties and sufferings. مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے, مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے, کام اس کا مگر سن لو, رونا ہے رلانا ہے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, Allah, Kareem. Forgive each and every one of us, our major sins and minor sins. My beloved Allah, Ey Rabbe Kareem, ab to maaf farma. Hum gunegaar hai, siyaakaar hai, mujrim wa khatwaakaar. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں, اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین. اے رب کریم, bless us with the best of دنیا and آخرت. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering of mankind around the globe, especially the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Light up our hearts with your love, with your ishq, with your muhabbat. Let the flames of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, love and ishq, rise high in our hearts. My beloved Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with a life of happiness, of peace, of tranquility, a life of taqwa, a life of piety, a life of shukr, a life of suhud and qanaat. Make us do those deeds which are pleasing to you. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We are being dragged by nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. اگرچہ پر خطوہ ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطوہ ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا, 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 تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا, اے Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. There's the ummah of that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations in the hearts of those who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, they left all the outside world distractions and attractions, sins, vices and evils, and came into the masjid. Our sisters who are listening over receivers. Ya Allah, they too have engaged themselves in listening. Ya Allah, you are well aware of whatever good wishes, desires that are there in their hearts. Fulfill the good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the difficulties, pain and suffering. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur. Bless them with Jannat al-Firdaus. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us. Ey Rabbi Kareem, humari dua'o ko qubool farma. Jab marne ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar Madina tayyiba mein farma. And if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ارحمك يا ارحم